Today, a judge was expected to rule on CNN's lawsuit against the Trump administration, but he delayed it and may rule tomorrow. So will he rule that White House staffers were within their right to revoke the press pass of CNN reporter Jim Acosta because they thought his behavior was unprofessional? Or will he rule that barring one reporter abridges the First Amendment rights of all, as CNN claims? Let's take a quick look with NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, we know the judge in this case is a Trump appointee, but he didn't tip his hand during the hearing. So how did he question the parties?
Well, he seemed to go a little tougher on CNN's attorneys than on those from the Justice Department representing the White House on this. And yet, it's not clear where he's going to land. Among the questions he had for CNN was whether they could really draw a direct line between upset with Acosta's, persistent, perhaps rude questioning and tossing him out, withdrawing that pass. He pointed out that Trump had blasted a lot of people, including CNN fake news, for quite some time, and hadn't revoked that pass. And of the Justice Department, he questioned, whether the White House felt that it had the right to revoke the credentials of pretty much any reporter for pretty much any reason. And the White House, the Justice Department said basically yes.
Yeah. Well, and the White House originally said they'd ban Acosta because he laid hands on an intern, the woman trying to take the mic. They then released a doctored tape from a, conspiracy theorist. But they're not using that in their defense. Is that a problem for them?
I think it is. I mean, certainly CNN's lawyers are trying to take advantage of that, saying that, they have shifting rationales for the revocation, and that undermines the credibility of the Justice Department's case for the White House. The White House, acknowledged that it was not relying on that. In fact, lawyers conceded that point under questioning from the judge. So that has been withdrawn as, evidence of the inappropriate behavior that it still is attaching to Acosta, but it's now attaching it on the basis of his persistence and unwillingness really to yield a microphone.
So are you surprised that Fox News joined other media organizations in siding with CNN?
Let's say that from a journalistic standpoint, you could argue that the right thing to do is also a very canny thing for Fox News to do. That is, a number of news organizations have joined in filing briefs supporting CNN, both as a sign of journalistic solidarity and an acknowledgement that maybe in another administration, another president could well pull their reporters' press cards. Let's think of, if you imagine a very liberal, if President Elizabeth Warren on the Democratic side really disliked Fox coverage or Fox opinionators about her, she could pull it in rebuke. And if the court said that's totally fine to do, then Fox could be in that position. It's also a way of Fox reminding people of its journalistic element at a time when a lot of its opinion hosts, which really drive the bus over at Fox, are under a significant critique for the kinds of conspiracy theories that they sometimes spread.
So in closing, we've got about a minute. Are you worried that in CNN literally going toe-to-toe with the administration, it might color their reportage? And on the other hand, even if the president loses, he's cast CNN as the adversary, and they were.
Well, this is terrain that Trump in some ways is happy to fight on. That is making it a head-to-head battle between him and the press, and he uses CNN often to encapsulate that. At the same time, legal scholars I've talked to and some media executives say sometimes you can't shy away from the fight even if it's one that's desired. I think this is one case where the real question is, what if CNN loses?
Yeah.
And then suddenly they don't have that right to the press pass in the way that they thought they did.
Yeah. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik will hear from the judge hopefully tomorrow in his ruling. David, thank you.
You bet.